and that I'd felt able to take, I think, as well. But yeah, and I, you know, my thing about therapeutic horticulture particularly is just that there is something about engaging in the natural environment, even if it's a little scrubby patch, you know, in a really urban area, that I kind of had a light bulb moment doing an interview for Mind. I think I sent it to you, that I just was reconnecting with the earth and noticing little things. And you stop hearing the aeroplanes and the traffic and you're kind of in that, and you get a sense, you know, just how tiny we are. And in a way, our significance, you know, when you're at home on your own and you're depressed and you're railing against the world about injustice and how crap everything is and how badly you've been treated, and the injustice of it all, and you know, oh, my life has been on hold because I've been ill with depression and it wasn't my fault, I was bullied and I missed all those promotions in nursing and I'll never go back to it, what do I do now? And actually just finding a way of moving on from that through getting stuck in doing a bit of gardening. And I think also the thing about it is that it isn't something that just happens. I think if you're depressed, you can't just go out and find a bit of garden and get stuck in and you'll feel better. It has to be managed and supported. And I think that that's the thing, is that when people are really at that point, you know, just go and sit in a park, you'll feel better. Go for a walk in the woods and you'll feel better. Yeah, of course, that's true. But someone has to help you do it. You can't get that you can't find that motivation to do it yourself. It has to be someone, you know, nudging you to do it or supporting you to do it. And of course, I had that support from Ian. I think you were really pleased that I was interested in gardening,